We'll be right back. is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.oh.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market. And for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30 plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Walpock in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
They're playing basketball.
Right corner goes to Falk, who enters the lane. To Janae Hoyne in the left corner. Good on the three-pointer. We're tied up. We're tied up. Here's Otterville dribbling into traffic. Steal by Hoyne. A run out by Hoyne. Got it for two. What a play for Janae Hoyne. Five in a row by Janae. Otterville's got to get a timeout. They do. Everyone on their feet. Entertaining state championship game here at The Shot.
Oh, the big shots and the exciting plays keep right on coming on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained a three. Just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot.
That was one of those no, great shots.
Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out the court. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by five.
Wow.
And you'll high-five your Scores broadcast listening partners when you enjoy boys and girls hoops action. Webcasts include these schools: the Sydney Yellow Jackets, Layman Catholic Cavaliers, Bodkin's Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Rushi Raiders, Houston Wildcats, Minster Wildcats, Versailles Tigers, Jackson Center Tigers, Anna Rockets, and the Fort Loramie Redskins.
Fort Loramie with a run out down the floor, 3-on-1. Dana Rose to the rack, in for two, and a foul.
That's what I watched Dana Rose do all day Saturday. She took a bump from a girl that's twice her size, and she continued the shot and made the basket.
On top, Bixler, shot fake, into the lane, back to the basket. Fadeaway, 10-footer, in.
I think the excitement is going to overtake the fatigue coming down the stretch.
Goes to Poling in the post. Turnaround, 7-footer, yes. That's money in the bank right there.
Oh, you can bank on Scores, the best high school coverage by a long shot.
Gets a screen from Gosick, shoots the three, left corner. Got it! He's got it! Anna takes the lead by 2. Gilskamp squished a shot, Chuck, from nearly out of bounds in the deep left corner.
Well, he's got ice water in his veins. I know that's a cliche, but that kid, you watch him play football, you watch him play basketball, he is an impressive athlete.
Here is Bodkins, 3.9 to go. It's up the right side to Paul. Paul at midcourt, jumps and shoots a 40-footer. Holy cow! I don't believe what I just saw. Dane Paul for Bodkins. Lofted in a high-arching 44-footer.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And good evening, everybody. I'm Jack with Chuck. Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee from Minster. The Midwest Athletic Conference lead in the girls' standings on the line tonight, as the Minster Lady Wildcats host Versailles. Versailles 7-0, Minster 6-0. Last year, Versailles won this game at the Tigers Gym to take the MAC crown. 2 years ago, Minster won here at the Wildcats Gym to take the MAC crown. This season, probably no different. Minster's got 2 MAC games remaining after this one. Versailles has won. Tonight's contest between Minster and Versailles kicks off a stretch of games here on scoresbroadcast.com, which affect tourney seeds, league championships, and statewide rankings. Anna boys, undefeated on the year, play Friday and Saturday against Jackson Center and Versailles, respectively. Saturday afternoon, Fort Loramie and Anna girls collide. Shelby County Athletic League girls standings for first place at stake on Saturday afternoon. And then on Monday, these Minster girls travel to Ottoville. The Ottoville girls, number 10 in the state. Ottoville, as you recall, the opponent for Minster in last year's state championship game, won by the Lady Wildcats, who are ranked second in Ohio this week in the latest D4 AP poll. Versailles is sixth in D3. Minster, Chuck, 16-1 overall. Versailles, 13-4. The Tigers got off to a real good start this year. They've won some close games, lost some close games. In fact, head coach Jackie Sunbreaker's team has dropped 4 of their last 9, including a game on the road with 2 points Tuesday versus West Liberty Salem.
I'll tell you what, I've watched West Liberty Salem play twice, and then they played Versailles. I'm now a believer. I wasn't a believer when they beat Loramie. I still wasn't a believer when they beat Anna.
Right.
But if they can beat Versailles too, they did get the break of playing them all in West Liberty. But Versailles tonight, Lindsay Winter, this girl could average 20 points a game. She is that good.
Yep.
But she doesn't shoot the ball. She's not aggressive enough offensively. They really need her to want to score tonight. And if she does, it could be a difference in the ball game.
Yeah, she averages 11. She probably needs 13 or 14. She's got to outplay Courtney Pringer, a Minster on the interior. Interestingly enough, these two clubs historically very strong defensively. Each team puts better than 50 points on the board at the offensive end. Minster allowing only 12.5 points a game, not in the first quarter, but in the entire first half. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you come out with that intensity, you play the good defense, which is what they do. You get into their heads, the other team kind of gives up a little bit, and in the second half, you don't have to play as hard. Plus, you get the kids into the ball game that practice just as hard as the starters do.
Chuck, you mentioned Lindsay Winter. She, Elizabeth Horting,
Kelsey, Custom Border, Brooke Stonebreaker, the big rebounders for Versailles, have outnumbered their opponents 2.5-1 on the boards this year.
They should. And, I mean, honestly, they're that good. They're big, but they're athletic to go along with big.
Right.
But that was one of the problems they had with Loramie when they got ran off the floor. They didn't rebound against a Loramie team that's really not very big.
Right. Three-point shooting. Minster's really improved it since last year, about 36%. Versailles is mired at about 29%. The Lady Tigers have had a few good games shooting the three this year. They've had a number of very poor ones. In fact, I made some notes over the course of the season so far. Yeah, Versailles knocked in 11 of 19 behind the arc against New Bremen, 8 of 19 against Delphi St. John's. But the Tigers have gone 2 for 11 twice, 3 for 19, 2 for 16, 2 for 12. Minster shoots the 3 better. Minster defends the 3 better. Versailles better on the boards. Versailles to win's got to win it on the inside.
Yeah, they're going to have to defend on the perimeter, but they're going to have to score their points inside. And if they can outscore Minster in double figures in the paint, I think they can win the basketball game.
How in the world does Versailles keep up with Ivy Wolf of Minster on the perimeter?
Well, I don't know if you do. I mean, you put your best defender on her, and you try to limit her touches, but once she has the ball, you're kind of in trouble.
Caitlin McEldowney shoots the three extremely well for the Versailles Tigers. 10 points a game, the 5'4 junior. Cammy McEldowney graduated a year ago. Wow, was she superb. I don't care what team she would have played for last year. You wouldn't have replaced her with anybody the season after she finished her 12th grade year.
No, she was as good as I've seen in a long time. And besides the fact that she was great in crunch time, she did a wonderful job just taking care of the basketball, getting them in the right spots. And boy, when it came down to needing baskets, that's what they don't have this year. They don't have that go-to on the perimeter like they had last year.
Exactly. Head coach Mike Wiss of Minster whipping his team into shape during the latter part of the year. It's a real stringent schedule for the Minster Lady Wildcats here at the end of the season. We were here for victories by Minster over New Bremen and Anna, and wow, the Wildcats played extremely well, outscoring the opposition by a combined 55 points in those two games. I mentioned a few minutes ago at Ottoville on Monday for Minster, New Knoxville. He has no cupcake in the Midwest Athletic Conference next Thursday. Dayton Carroll, number two in the state this week in girls Division II here in Ohio. That game is next Saturday. The closeout game at St. Henry. Here in recent weeks, Minster's at Lima Bath, Coldwater on the road, Fort Loramie on the road, Marion Local here. First half of the schedule was soft. Second half, very challenging.
Well, and that's kind of how you want to do it. I mean, I know they didn't set it up to do it that way because of the league, but you want your good games down the stretch because you want to start feeling like you're playing tournament games every game that you go out there and play. And you look at what that region is going to be like for Division IV, it's going to be a monster. No other region in the state of Ohio is going to be as good as that one.
Speaking of tournament play, how about the Super Sectional, which takes place in Girls Division III this year? You've got 20-some teams in the Dayton area in Girls D3. They will produce 3 sectional winners. To the south, Cincinnati will produce 3 sectional winners. They'll cross over, play district games to send 3 to the region. There'll be one of the 2 district winners in Columbus will come over to Springfield. But this northern super sectional for girls Division III will have the likes of Anna, Arcanum, West Liberty Salem, Versailles, Waynesville. In fact, 2 pairs in that group will have to collide in a sectional final. How about that?
Yeah, I mean, and you didn't mention Miami East,
right?
Who has
really
given some teams some real fits this year.
And wouldn't that be interesting if 3 pairs of those 6 met in sectional finals? You talk about heavyweights meeting before the district.
Right, yeah, I know. It's the state champion probably coming out of that section.
No doubt. And for Versailles. Tonight's game critically important for the Tigers because it's got seeding implications.
Absolutely.
Versailles would like to be able to choose its opponent
right
late in sectional action.
That's what you want to be able to do, and the same thing with Minster. Because a team we haven't talked about in Division Four is Tri-Village.
Yep.
They got those two Downing girls that are huge and talented. I think the only thing that might hurt them a little bit is the competition they play is not near as good as what Loramie and Minster play during the season.
And the only team with a player who may come close to rivaling Ivy Wolf is Covington with their fine guard.
Yeah, she is outstanding. I always forget her name, but she's terrific.
Great crowd here tonight at Minster. One thing for sure, orange and black will win this game. A mob of orange and black across the way representing the Tigers. Orange and black behind us on the Wildcat side. We'll run down our sponsors in just a moment. Also give you the starting lineups and have the opening tip. And don't forget our anchors underwriting this game tonight include American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Three new underwriting sponsors here in the last few weeks. Regal Trophy and Awards, 1269 Wapak in Sydney. And thanks as well here on scoresbroadcast.com to Eilerman Construction, Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. Phone 419-582-3824. And Maury's Landing, Maury's Landing Restaurant, State Route 362, across from Lake Loramie in Minster. Back in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
And thank you very much, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pepperdine and Jackson Center and New Knoxville. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. And the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. GoffneyFurniture.com. Starting lineups being introduced for the Versailles Tigers first. Caitlin McElnowney, 10 points a game at guard, 5'4 junior. Hannah Bargie, 5'7 junior, wears 15 on her back. She's had several games better than 7 or 8 points this year. Danielle Kunk, a wing player, 5'7 junior, out with a knee injury, will not play. She's missed several contests, not in action tonight. Along the front line for Versailles, Elizabeth Ording, 9 points a game, 5'11 a senior. Lindsay Winter, 11 an outing, 6'2 a junior. And Kelsey Custom Border, 6 points per contest, 5'10 and a senior. As I mentioned, the Versailles Tigers dominating their opponents on the boards this year, out-rebounding the opposition 2.5-1. Opening five for the Minster Wildcats is as follows. Ivy Wolf, 14 a game at guard, 5'8 a sophomore. Janae Hoeing, her running mate out front. 5'6", a sophomore, 7.5 points a game. Jessica Falk at a wing, 5'9", senior, 6 a game. Courtney Pringer at the post, 6.5 rebounds, 10 points per outing, 6'2", a senior. And Damaris Wolf, 8 points per game, 5'10", a senior, at the other forward spot opposite Falk. Jackie Stonebreaker, veteran head coach at Versailles, Mike Wiss. Year number 3 here at Minster for Mike. Mike, a veteran of coaching wars in football and baseball. Currently the baseball coach, back again for another year. 3 state championships in the last, 8 or 9 years for head coach Mike Wiss in baseball. And in the last year was elected to the Ohio High School Baseball Coaches Hall of Fame.
Nice. Well deserved.
Yes. Well, here we go. Minster running from right to left on your computer screen or phone as you use your imagination. Versailles from left to right. Tigers in the road, black, white numbers outlined in orange. And Minster's got the white from top to bottom. Orange numerals trimmed in black. Here is the tip won by Minster quickly in the post. Turn around Jay by Pringer. Glances off the rim, no good. Rebound Versailles. Here come the Lady Tigers zipping down the floor below the basket. Ball is muffed on the play, but Caitlin McElnowney, it's ruled a jump.
And not sure why that wasn't a travel. She fell down with the ball.
Right. And since Minster got the tip to start the game, Versailles inbounds, and right away, Falk for Minster swats it out of play. Throwing in custom border right of the basket for the Tigers. Finds McElnowney deep in the right corner. She catches and shoots immediately. Way short. Rebound Minster. Stolen by McElnowney. Missed the shot. Blocked. Rebound stuck in. Nice play on the inside, but custom border. That's what Versailles does so well. They follow every shot to the backboard. Here's Pringer in the post. Back of the hoop for Minster. Powers up from the right flank. 8-footer. Lindsay Winter got in her path. Bodied her just a bit. And Pringer left it way short. Quickly, Versailles firing up a 3 from the left wing. It's custom border, no good. Rebound slapped right back to her. 7-footer in the paint, missed it. Rebound Minster. Long throw down the floor, broken up out of bounds off McElnowney of Versailles. Minster with a mission so far, Chuck. Pump it inside to Courtney Pringer.
I like that.
Make the Tigers play defense on the interior here at the outset of this game. Deep in the left corner, open Ivy Wolf for Minster. Swish on a triple. Ivy Wolf lofts in a long one, a bomb.
She starts to release the ball. I just go ahead and write the 3 down.
Oh, is her form ever picture perfect? And it seems like, Chuck, when she swishes it, the net hardly moves.
Oh, I know. You don't have a whole lot of kids you see during a season that you're surprised when they don't make a 3. She's one of them.
Right. And Versailles threw it in bounds after the Ivy Wolf make and pitched it to side court. Minster's got it now as a result of the turnover. Here's Pringer going baseline right to Ivy. Ivy looks on the interior for Courtney Pringer, and a defender is on her backside.
I think they called that on Winter. She was kind of holding her when she tried to move to the block.
Lindsay Winter picks up the personal. It will be interesting to watch the foul totals in this game. Of course, Courtney Pringer doesn't have much support behind her in the post. Here's Minster inbounding, deep left corner. Open player, Janae Hoeing. She jacked up a long one, missed it off the iron. Rebound down to Versailles. 3-2 Minster. We've played just short of 2 minutes. Here's Hannah Bargey, 25 feet away, the 5'7 junior. She squeezes her way between two Minster players. She's at the short corner, tried to shoot it, and two individuals for the Lady Cats punched that ball out of bounds.
Yep.
Versailles inbounds. Right in front it goes to Winter. Straight away. 8-footer bouncing. No good. Weak side rebound. Custom border. No. And the ball is finally tapped out to the top of the circle. Minster tracks it down. Janae Hoeing on the giddy up to Damaris. Back to Janae. She fires a 3 ball left side. Short. Rebound down to Winter for Versailles. Here's
nice.
Lindsay darting down the floor. All the way to the rack. Overshot it. Rebound Minster. Courtney Pringer runs it the other way. Janae Hoeing fed it to her as Courtney leaked out, and she's drilled in the back as she powered in for the shot.
for Sales has started the game pounding them on the boards on the offensive end. They just can't make the easy shot.
Nope, can't get the follow-ups to drop. Couple of free throws, Courtney Pringer for Minster, which leads 3-2. High-arching foul shot right in. 4-2, Minster.
See, the Fort Laramie girls have made it here to watch this game. This is a good game to come see.
Second shot, Courtney got them both. Now Fort Laramie's knocked off both clubs, beating Versailles easily at Fort Laramie, 56-33. Needed OT to defeat Minster, 56-48. Here's a scrum for a loose ball at midcourt. A black shirt, a white shirt, another black shirt, another white shirt. A tie-up arrow favors Versailles.
Huh, I'm not sure why that wasn't over and back. It was never touched by Minster.
It could have been called a violation. You're right.
Minster got the ball, though, on the held ball.
Yep. Here's Damaris Wolf inbounds to Ivy. Ivy picked up 30 feet away by Bargy of Versailles. Here's Janae Hoing. Check by McElnowney. Janae veers off into the right corner. Wants to drive. Spin move. Dishes to Damaris. Behind the arc, right flank. 5-12 to go first quarter. 5-2 Minster. Damaris backs up. Man-to-man defense employed by Versailles. Here's Damaris, gets a little bit of a screen. Oh, here's a high-arching bomb. Good! Damaris Wolf from downtown. She was pretty deliberate, Chuck. Didn't think she was going to shoot it. Versailles didn't get around the screen to bother her, and she poured it through from distance. And Minster's got an 8-2 cushion with 4:55 to go first quarter. Custom border inbounding, right corner for Versailles after Minster tapped it out. Between the rings, here's Caitlin McElnowney. Coming out to catch Hannah Bargy. Bargy dribbles far left side to Caitlin. Caitlin gets a little bit of a screen. Line drive jumper. It bounded off the iron. Loose ball left corner. McElnowney tracks it down. Shoots again. No good. Rebound on the inside. Up and through by Winner. Here's a long 50-foot pass. Other end of the floor. Pringer caught it near the rim. And she scores. Wow, you talk about retaliation right now. 10-4, Minster. Well, both teams are getting up and down the floor very quickly. Around the screen on top, it's Bargy. Now to McElnowney down the left side of the lane for Versailles. She circles back out on top to Bargy. Right side custom border on her, Damaris Wolf. Little pick and roll for Lindsay Winter. Tried to make the extra pass for Liz Horning. Broken up by Minster, stolen. Here's Damaris, motoring down the floor to Falk. Her long triple short. Rebound Ording for Versailles. Liz in backcourt to McElnowney. 3:47 left, opening period. 10-4, Minster. Ball rolled off the foot of McElnowney into backcourt. McElnowney is sprawling on the floor, gathers the ball, gets a timeout. 3:40 to go first quarter. Minster up 6 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Laramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Orange creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Laramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
Chuck, a very fast pace to the start of this game. The benches will come into play, that's for sure.
Right. Well, I mean, it's kind of started out the way we thought it would. Both teams playing pretty good defense. Versailles pounding them on the boards. They're just not making any shots.
And Versailles trying to get it inbounds after the timeout call. Again, Minster gets a piece of it. And the ball bounds into the media row across the way. Down to 3:32 to go here in the first quarter. Here is Caitlin McElnowney, head of the key for Versailles. A little crease down the left side of the lane, and she cleverly draws a two-shot foul and is at the stripe here. Ivy Wolf was a bit too aggressive. And whether or not that's a mission of Versailles tonight, I don't know. But Caitlin did a crafty job of attracting that foul on Ivy, who is the big scorer, obviously, for the Minster Wildcats this year. First free throw, Caitlin McEldown. He got it. Versailles shoots free throws at a 62% clip. Minster at 68. Second shot, McEldown. He up and good. She's got them both. 10-6, Minster before. 3:20 left, opening period. Here's Damaris Wolf, 30 feet away. Gets a high screen from Pringer. Then flips it to Ivy, who drives into the middle of the floor. Back to Damaris on the arc, who fakes left, goes right. Look at her drive. Overshoots it. Weak side rebound in the hands of Carly Richard, who's checked in off the bench. Then the ball is fumbled to the corner. Damaris can't trace it down. It's a Versailles possession. Carly Richard, 5'7", senior in. Versailles with a change. Little Liz Watron, 5'5", senior, on the floor for the Lady Tigers. Here's Custom Border between the circles for Versailles. On the arc, right flank, it's Savannah Toner, 5'8", senior. Oh, a good entry pass down low on the left to Lindsay Winter. Up once, twice, no good. Custom Border on the follow. 10-8, Minster but two. Here's Ivy Wolf penetrating, forcing her way to the basket. Almost made it. She's bumped to the floor. She's got a couple shots coming. Ivy forced the action. Almost made a circus shot. She's at the free throw line. Two shots coming with 2:38 left, opening period.
That is eight offensive rebounds already for the Tigers, and they've only had two putbacks. Still the reason they're only down 2 points.
Shot by Ivy Wolf, no good. Little off to the right. Clanged against the rim and shot out to the left. Second free throw, Ivy dips the knees. It is no good. Too much oomph on it. Long board is knotted up. 20 feet from the basket, Versailles possession. We got 10 players in backcourt here on the inbounds throw by Minster. It's not Versailles' ball. It goes to the white shirts. Ivy Wolf out. Damaris Wolf out. We've got Barhorst and Falk on the floor now for Minster. Daniel Barhorst, a 5'10 senior. Minster lobbing into Janae Hoing, who reached up to Spirit, 25 feet out on the floor. Janae stares down Courtney Pringer on the inside. Gives it up on the play to Falk on the arc straightaway. Hoing, guarded by Watron of Versailles. 2:20 to go here in the first quarter. 10-8 Minster. Janae Hoing halts her dribble, nowhere to go. Versailles not guarding closely enough for a 5-second count. Finally, the handoff to Carly Richard. Back to Janae. 30 feet from the rim. Daniel Barhorst comes out to catch. Here's a lob down inside to Pringer. Great throw by Barhorst. Pringer caught it. She leaped in the air, snared it over Ording. Nice drop pass, and Courtney Pringer finished. 12-8 Minster. Custom Border head of the key. Left side, Watron for Versailles. Pulls up in the arc, thought about shooting. Ball was tapped away, rolled into backcourt. It's Watron who gobbles it back up. Scattered floor now. She enters the lane. Dishes that back to Custom Border. She puts it on the deck. Powers into the paint area. A reach-in slap-down foul by Minster. And Custom Border shoots two. Versailles has done a good job getting the ball below the foul line on the block as well. And the Minster Wildcats here in the early going have sent the Tigers to the line on a couple of occasions. Custom Border misfires here. Second of two free throws coming. 12-8 Minster, 90 seconds to go first quarter. Second shot, Custom Border, got it. 12-9, Minster by three. Ivy Wolf tracks up the floor. Checked by Watron, 25 feet away. Ivy to Janae.
Courtney, be active.
Janae straight on, looks on the inside, can't find anybody. Janae barrels down the left side of the paint, gives it up to Daniel Barhorst. Inside the arc, left flank, left hand jumper, bounced off the iron, rebound by Versailles. Here come the Tigers. Watron behind the back dribble over the timeline. Now it's McEldowney. Coming out is Toner to screen. Minster hedges, double team. Custom Border's got it. She's double-teamed right in front of the Minster bench. Oh, what suffocating D for the Wildcats. And eventually, Custom Border had no choice but to just put the ball right off the knee of a Wildcat defender out of bounds into the scores table.
She was in trouble, that's for sure.
48.8 to go here in the first quarter. 12-9 Minster. Brooke Stonebreaker, daughter of head coach Jackie, 6'3 junior on the floor. And inbounding right in front of us, it is Kelsey Custom Border for the Tigers. She hands inbounds to Watford at midcourt. Left side pass to a teammate, McEldowney, Janae Hoying on her. 12-9 Minster, 40 ticks on the clock, late first quarter. Pitch and catch straight away. Then the ball is fired down, low block left side for Ording. The pass missed her, out of bounds. Liz Ording, very high percentage shooter, needs to get more looks. Half minute to go, first quarter. Minster up three. Janae Hoying between the rings. Coming out to catch, 30 feet away, Lily Peltier, who's on the floor now. Six-foot senior. Oh, what a drive by Ivy Wolf. She spun around a tighter defender and banked home an eight-footer. Good work by Ivy. Got to honor her three, but boy, she can take it right to the goal in a hurry. And Versailles follows up. Fine penetration by Caitlin, who threw it baseline left to Ording, who hit the jump shot. And then with 2-1, a buzzer shot by Minster. No good from distance by Falk. And the first quarter closes out. It was a good one. Last field goal made by the Tigers. Ording, her first bucket of the initial 8 minutes. 14-11, Minster over Versailles on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich,
uh-huh.
A margarita barbecue sandwich,
yeah.
A chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
This is Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, scoresbroadcast.com. We're at Minster. Midwest Athletic Conference first place in the girls' standings on the line tonight. 3-point lead, Wildcats, who got most of their damage done in the first quarter, Chuck, from the two high scorers all year long.
Now, Pringer and Wolf have 11 of their 14.
Opening second period of play. Winners got the ball 30 feet out for Versailles. Makes a cross-court pass intended for a teammate low on the right, broken up by Minster. That was Anna Bargey cutting toward the hoop. Would have been a very nice play had she been able to catch the pass and lay it in. Minster did spoil it. Here's Watron outside the arc to Ording. Left corner, Watron. Here's McEldowney between the legs on the dribble. High right to Watron. Foul line. Almost walked. Gave it to Winter. Winter squares up. Shoots the 12-footer. Bounced off the rim short. Rebound backcourt by Courtney Ernst, who's in now for Minster. Courtney on the floor, 6'2 senior. Goes opposite to Ivy Wolf. And she jettisons a long three ball. It hit the heel. Lengthy rebound, pulled down by Versailles. To midcourt to Winter. Sends it up the right side to McEldowney. Pringer guards her, 35 feet away. Caitlin takes it into the lane. Leaves it for Winter. Shoots the line drive three. It banged off the heel. Long rebound to Minster. A minute gone, second quarter. Still a 3-point edge, Minster. To Maris Wolf, to Ivy. Out near the Wildcats logo at midcourt. Handoff on the play to Falk. Left side pass to Maris. Winter checks her. Ball entered to Pringer into the post. She glides toward the basket. Banks it hard off the window. It barely got iron. Loose ball foul underneath against Minster.
It was a nice move, but she never got herself gathered to finish the shot.
6:42 left here in the second quarter. No one's put a point on the board in this period. 3-point lead, Minster. Ball being walked up against Ivy Wolf by Caitlin McEldowney. And she drives it all the way down the floor to the baseline and coughed it up. Minster recovers And here come the Wildcats the other way. And then Caitlin steps in, tries to yank it away from Ivy, helps her up. It's ruled a jump. Arrow Minster. 6:23 to go in the second. This game has been played extremely tightly at the defensive ends. Most all shots have been challenged. Inbounding to the left of us, it's Ernst for Minster. Courtney to Ivy. Ivy angles left, goes to Courtney behind her. Gets a screen from Pringer. Courtney enters the lane. Tried to angle between a couple Tigers. Ball was lost. There was some contact for Sales crowd. Thought there should have been a no call, maybe a travel. Foul, though, against for Sales.
I think they wanted the travel.
Ball inbounded by Ernst, and it's jammed right back out of bounds by the lengthy Lindsay Winter of Versailles, the 6'2 junior. Now on the arc, it is Janae Hoing. Nobody guards her. Look out. Long bomb off to the right. Ringer's got the rebound. She's undercut, spilled, goes to the floor. She puts the hand on her lower back. Let's see what's been ruled. Got to be a foul on Versailles in the paint.
That's a tough call. She's custom border's on the ground. She didn't move, and Pringer came down and fell on top of her. I'm not sure how you call that a foul.
Custom border is charged with it. Minster retains possession. Ball entered in the corner, rotated on top. Left side, Damaris, available for the three ball, and she buries it. Damaris Wolf, 8 points a game. Boy, if Minster gets her going from distance, the Wildcats can be a tough customer.
She's been, the last three games we've seen, she's done a much better job.
And here's Versailles hustling down the far side of the floor. It's Caitlin McEldowney. She was tripped as she stepped out of bounds. Which call comes first? The officials say it's an error, a violation, stepping out against the Tigers. Versailles crowd with some negativity going on here in the last 15, 20 seconds or so.
Anytime the call goes the other way, you're not going to be happy about it.
Nope. Here's Janae Hoing dribbling. Enters the lane area. A left-handed runner was down below the rim and lipped out. Lindsay Winter coughed up the ball in backcourt for Versailles. Courtney Pringer gobbles it up. Banks the eight-footer. Rimmed it. No good. Rebound left corner. It's on the deck. Lindsay digs it off the floor for Versailles. Up the floor to Hording. Another scrum at midcourt. And again about her fifth or sixth tie up as we look to the arrow.
Well, it's too cold to play football outside, so I think they're playing it inside tonight.
Looks at times more like rugby.
I don't understand the rules of rugby. We're going to have to stick with football.
5:08 left here in quarter number two, and we've only had one field goal in this period in 3 minutes. 17-11 Minster. Here's custom border 25 feet away. Looks for help on a weave. Can't find a teammate. Gives it up right flank to Lindsay. Wow. Look at her go to work. She sprinted right past Courtney Pringer and made a dynamite left-hand driving layup.
She had to use the left hand to protect. That was a nice play.
That was beautiful. Outstanding maneuver by Lindsay, winner of Versailles. Here's Ivy Wolf. She's got a little bit of an avenue down the right side of the lane. Tried to shovel it toward the rim, and Versailles had no part of that. The Tigers smacked it out of bounds.
That is one of Ivy's plays. She likes to get to the rim and just scoop and try to draw the foul. That time, she did get knocked out of bounds.
4:40 to go here in the second quarter. 4-point lead, Minster. Janae Hoing on the arc, penetrates to the elbow. Now to Falk. Look at Falk drive. All the way to the rim. Missed it off to the right. That's one she normally makes. Countering quickly. Watrin for Versailles. Available. 3-point try. Shot put it up there. It bounced around. Came off. Rebound Ording, though. Another follow. Custom border, no. But she's got two free throws coming. Versailles Tigers relentless on the offensive glass.
That's the reason it's a 4-point game right now.
Righto. 17-13 Minster. Versailles, as I mentioned in the pregame, has outnumbered its opponents all year in the rebounding department, 2.5-1. Free throw custom border off to the left. Ernst is out, Pringer out for Minster. Damaris Wolf, Danielle Barhorst, Ivy Wolf. Lily Peltier is in. Janae Hoying at guard. Custom Border, second free throw for Sales. It's in. Substitution for the Lady Tigers. Got a change. Savannah Toner back on the floor. Lindsay Winter gets a rest.
They don't get any smaller, do they, when they sub?
No, this is a tall front line for Versailles. Extremely tall. 5'11", 6'2", 6'3". Custom Borders 5'10". High left with the ball. Barhorst for Minster, which leads with three. 17-14. Half the second quarter gone. Now to Ivy. Ivy gets a screen from Peltier. Goes baseline right. All the way toward the basket. Versailles got a piece of it and flicked it out.
Wolf, Damaris Wolf's three is the only points for Minster here in the quarter.
Ball inbounded to Barhorst in the corner. Out back to Ivy. Here's a shot put pass cross court. Handled right flank by Lily Peltier. Out near midcourt to Janae. Hoying gets instructions from head coach Mike Wiss. Veers left. Still on the bounce. She knifes her way into the lane area. Flips it left corner to Ivy. Ivy hoists a three, bouncing, no. Weak side rebound, little Janae Hoying. Here's a drive by Janae. Up and in and out. Oh, my goodness. It lipped the rim, went below the iron, snapped away. We've got a rebounding foul on Minster. A lid on it right now at both ends.
Boy, I tell you, I don't know how Hoying's shot did not go in.
I don't know either.
Well, their fans are going crazy. Team fouls are five each. I'm not sure what they think the discrepancy is.
On Janae's shot, Chuck, I was a syllable away from saying it's good. But it was not. Somehow or other, it climbed out of the cylinder. Versailles down three with the ball. Left side of the floor, Caitlin McEldowney. She reverses it near side. Loops it to a teammate in the corner. Good defense by Minster at the foul stripe. Now the ball thrown to the cutter. Caitlin all the way to the rim from down around her knees. Flipped it toward the iron with the left. Couldn't get it to go, but she's bailed out. Minster fouled her. Free throw, Caitlin, the first of two. A lot of rim, backboard, and down in. 17-15, Minster's lead trimmed to two. Second shot on the way, yes. 17-16, Minster up one now. 5 minutes gone, second quarter. Ivy Wolf on the arc. As Chuck noted, Damaris' three-pointer, the only goal by Minster here in the second stanza. Ivy navigates the lane area. She's so good at that, and she attracts a two-shot foul again. She was there earlier, missed each one. 2:54 to go, second quarter. Ivy dips the knees, high arching free throw, got it. Courtney Pringer back on the floor, as is Damaris Wolf for Minster. Lily Peltier, Danielle Barhorst out. Second free throw by Ivy. One, two, three dribbles. No good, hard. She's one of four at the stripe. Ball caromed, far corner. Tracked down by Versailles. Here come the Tigers, down by 2 points. 2:48 left in the second quarter. Caitlin, dribble drive into the head of the key. Bounce pass into the paint area. Knocked away by Minster. Two black shirts, two white shirts on top of it. And the arrow says it's Minster possession. Well, here in the second quarter, Chuck, these players have spent a lot of time on their knees.
That's a lot of held ball. Usually you see a lot more of those in the girls' JV game than you do the varsity game.
Here's Janae Hoying, far right side of the floor. Overplay by Versailles, which could not get the steal. Ball thrown out back to Pringer. Now Pringer goes to the post area. Hand off to Ivy, 25 feet away. 2:16 to go, second quarter. Oh, good pick and roll. Ivy to Pringer. She couldn't hang on, though. Versailles got the loose ball. Here comes Custom Border behind the back on the dribble up the floor. Tries to squeeze between a couple of Wildcats. It wasn't pretty. She got it done. Fed it to McEldowney. High right. 1:56 to go, second quarter. 18-16, Minster. Good low post pass. On the block, it's Stonebreaker. Ball pounded away by Minster, but the Wildcats are guilty of fouling. Boy, the Tigers keep coming at you with size, size, and more size. Here's number 34, Brooke Stonebaker, a left-hander, 6'3 junior at the free throw line. She shoots it up and misses it a little heavy. We're stuck at 18-16 Minster. Versailles Tigers have done a very good job in this game of pushing the ball down toward the basket, getting the leather in the hands of their bigs. And they've missed shots, gotten rebounds, made some goals, gotten to the free throw line. Stonebreaker connects here on one of two, Chuck. And it's an 18-17 game. Timeout called. Minute 48 to go. First half, Minster up one on scoresbroadcast.com.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the five-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A Furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
And thank you so much here on ScorersBroadcast.com, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. It's the gem of Rushi in Anna Wells Brothers, Inc., 8 expanding divisions, and the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 498-7282. Speak to Chris North and get the lowdown on your veterans' benefits.
Wow.
Here's a fine inside pass by the Minster Wildcats to Courtney Pringer, who swiveled with the left hand and banked it in from 7 feet away. Dynamite effort by Courtney. She used the left to go around the Versailles Tiger defender. Countering quickly down the floor, Versailles on the inside. The spin move from 5 feet right in front. Toner couldn't get it to drop, but she was smacked on the arm. And she's got two free throws coming. 20-17, Minster, low scoring second quarter, both clubs. A minute 11 remaining in the half. Toner free throw line for Versailles. Shoots it up and in. 22-18. Stonebreaker out. Liz Ording back in for Versailles. Second shot, Toner of the Tigers to trim it to one. It's on the way. Yes, again. Here come the Wildcats up the right side. It's Ivy Wolf, 30 feet away. Overplay by McEldown. He swiped it from Janae Hoying all the way to the rim. Ran out of gas, left it short. Rebound, Richard. Cherry picking other way. It's Falk. Layup, left hand, blew it. Rebound, Ording, Versailles. 50 seconds to go, second quarter. Toner in backcourt, dribbles up the left side. Goes to Ording in the post, squares against Pringer. Liz looks at the rim, doesn't shoot. Gave it up to McEldowney. 38 seconds to go. Baseline drive, Versailles. Defensive foul, Minster. 1-1 for the Tigers, who've gotten to the free throw line often. 38.5 remaining. Savannah Toner back at the charity stripe for Versailles. Having made 2 seconds ago, 1-1 is long. Rebound kicked out of bounds inadvertently by Falk of Minster. Versailles gets another opportunity. 20-19, Minster by one. Half minute to go, first half. Baseline right, Versailles inbounding. And let's see, count is on. 5 seconds elapse, or is there a foul call?
Called the foul on Toner. She used her backside to try to gain some movement and knock the player down.
1 point game. Minster in the lead. Final half minute, second quarter. Ivy Wolf to midcourt. Goes to the right. Into the top of the key. Steps back, shoots the long two pointer. Barely caught iron. Rebound is scarfed off the floor by Versailles, which throws it away. Ivy Wolf on the intercept. Heaves it down the floor to Pringer. Too far. Saved it in bounds for Falk, who scores. What a play. A lucky one for Minster. They'll take it. Inbounded by Versailles. Broken up by Minster. Tigers then lose it out of bounds. 9.8 to go. Second quarter. Minster up three, trying to push it to five or six before the break. Wildcats look. They go to Falk in the corner. She gives it up, gets it back, shoots the triple. Air ball short. Rebound, McElnowney. Backcourt for Versailles. 2-1. Can't get rid of the ball. Buzzer sounds. First half finishes. 22-19 Minster. It wasn't real pretty in the first two quarters. I think that favors Versailles, which, by the way, is playing without a normal starter here tonight, Danielle Kunk, the very solid junior, averaging about 7 points a game, has twisted her knee in the last month, has missed several games. She'll find out in a few days what the verdict is on the knee. The Tigers hope to get her back for the tournament, but she just walked by on crutches. She is one of our two LaCal Equipment spotlight players at the half. All that's coming up in just a moment or so. Halftime here at Minster. Wildcats lead the Lady Tigers of Versailles 22-19 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Thanks to U.S. Bank, your banking is done in a few clicks, so you have time to get more done, like wake up, stretch, make yourself presentable, go to meetings, go to the gym, convince yourself you like the gym.
It's fun. I really like it.
You fit a lot into an average day. Thankfully, a U.S. Bank checking account with online and mobile access allows banking to fit in your life. Call 800-720-BANK, visit a branch, or go to usbank.com/checking. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. See a banker or visit usbank.com/checking for more information. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And this is Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Minster, 22-19. Minster girls lead Versailles. Both teams unbeaten in the MAC. Versailles 7-0, Minster 6-0. For all intents and purposes, this game tonight will decide the conference crown. This game hasn't been played smoothly, Chuck. A lot of interruptions. Just no flow whatsoever.
No, absolutely not. And if you look at the stats, which you will hear in a second, you can see why it's a close basketball game. Each team has done some good things, but each team has done some bad things that's allowed the game to stay close.
Halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney.
Well, I don't know if I've ever seen quite this bad. 25-8 rebounding advantage for Versailles. 10-2 on the offensive boards, but they turned the ball over 12 times to Minster, only turning it twice.
There you go.
So there's your difference. 9 of 13 from the free throw line for the Tigers, 3 of 6 for the Wildcats. Individual scoring for Versailles, they were led by Custon Border with 6. They got 4 from Lindsay Winter, 4 from Caitlin McElnowney, 2 from Stoner, 2 from Ording, a free throw from Stonebreaker. They scored 11 and 8. 19 in the first half. Minster, Courtney Pringer, I thought she had a really good half. 8 points, 6 points for Ivy Wolf, 3 for Damaris Wolf, 2 from Falk, and they scored 14 and 8. They lead it 22-19 at the half.
That's anybody's game, Chuck. A 6 or 7 point lead would be a significant advantage in this contest tonight.
Well, usually you start to get a feel of somebody getting a little bit of momentum. There has not been any kind of runs. Like you said, it's really choppy. And a lot of that has to do with Versailles turning the ball over a lot and getting 3 and 4 attempts each time down the floor when they don't make the basket. So the combination is what's got them 3 points down here at the half.
A couple of themes happening tonight, just like they have all year long. Minster less than 10 turnovers per game, on the season. Versailles more like 17, and we're seeing that trend. And in terms of rebounding, yeah, Minster a pretty good rebounding club, but Versailles out-rebounds its opponents 2.5 to 1, and they're doing better than that ratio in this game here tonight.
It's 3 to 1.
That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Minster in the lead by a scant 3 over Versailles at the intermission break, 22-19. Our report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
We're about 4 minutes away from the start of our third quarter here on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Minster girls 22, Versailles girls 19. Minster number 2 in the state in girls division 4. Versailles number 6 in the state in girls division 3. Versailles Lady Tigers, state runners-up last year in the state tournament, Final Four. In Division 3, Minster won it all in Division 4, beating Ottoville, a team that Minster plays again this coming Monday night up at Ottoville. Our student-athlete spotlight segment brought to you by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. That happened way back in 1982. LaCal has been a founding sponsor of scoresbroadcast.com since 2006, and we thank you very much. We highlight a couple of outstanding players on the court here tonight. They're also excellent student athletes. Damaris Wolf for Minster, a senior, daughter of James and Shelley, 3.7 GPA. She volunteers at the Heritage Manor Nursing Home right here in Minster, plays AAU summer hoops, was on the prom committee. Played volleyball through her sophomore season. Takes part in the youth basketball skills camp. She'll study at UC and pursue a double major, social work and psychology. Ivy on this Minster basketball team is Damaris' sister. Avery is a cousin. By the way, three older siblings have gone through Minster. Chuck, you may remember Delaney Wolf. I know you remember Ethan and Eli, two outstanding football players. Eli is in his fifth year, is in the transfer portal right now, played three seasons at Tennessee, has got a year of eligibility left, and Ethan is training, hoping to play for the Green Bay Packers.
Wow.
How about that?
Yeah. Two terrific football players, that's for sure. And I made a mistake. Damaris Wolf has 6 points. She had 2 threes. I said she had 3, but I can't add. So she had 6 points in the first half.
She didn't hear you say that. She's out there on the floor playing. Danielle Kunk, we highlight for Versailles. Very good. 3.5 GPA, just a junior. Knee injury has her out of action tonight. She hasn't played for several games. She's the daughter of Brian and Susie. National Honor Society for her, participates in French Club, Varsity V, the VAPA Community Service Program, FTAFCA, that's Future Teachers of America, and Fellowship of Christian Athletes. She'll study dental hygiene in college, has a brother, Alex, who's a freshman. LaCal Equipment at Jackson Center, highlighting Damaris Wolf of Minster, Danielle Kunk of Versailles, here on scoresbroadcast.com.
street sweepers, and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
Here come the Minster Wildcats to midcourt. In the lead, the three. Damaris Wolf outside the arc on the left. Kate Griesdorn played some in that first half for the Versailles Tigers.
She had a good JV game.
Yep, sure did. She's an outstanding performer. Here's a nice drive. Pounding the ball down the left side of the lane. Ivy Wolf, it is no good. Left it short. Rim, backboard came off. And Versailles tracked it down. Far left wing, Lindsay Winter. Motors against Pringer. Spin move. Courtney flicked it away. And Courtney's got it. She collected the ball in backcourt. Fired it up the floor to Ivy Wolf. Ivy running hard into the lane. Shot it off the back rim. Rebound batted off the end line. Touched by Minster. Versailles will throw it in. No, my mistake. It is touched last by the Versailles Tigers. Minster possession. Ball lobbed to Ivy to Pringer. Turns. Good look. Straight away. 12-footer. Bingo.
That's the best I've seen her play this year.
That's money in the bank right there. She pivoted Chuck all the way around.
Gets her shoulder squared. That's when she is outstanding.
Yep, her body was parallel to the baseline. Good look. And nailed it. 24-19, Minster. Here's Versailles entering the lane. Ball flipped into the right corner. Here's a long three try by the jump shooter. Missed, no good. Good follow by Bargie to the rim for two. Bargie missed the triple. Stayed right with it. She knew where the ball was headed when it caromed off the rack. Here's Courtney Pringer. Hop step into the lane. Muscling toward the basket around Lindsay Winter. Might have been fouled. Missed it. Rebound Versailles, which is down three. In the corner, Bargie hit Lindsay Winter cutting. That a custom border who barges down the lane off the backboard for two. 1 point game. 2 minutes gone. Third quarter. Damaris spots up straight away. Long three. Didn't catch the rim. Went out of bounds. That's like a turnover. And head coach Mike Wiss for Minster gets a timeout. Wildcats not clicking. Versailles within one. 6:05 to go in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Chuck, that last field goal by Versailles, Hannah Bargie, kind of exemplifies what the Tigers have done so well all night. They shoot and follow their shots as well as anybody we've seen all year.
Yeah, well, I mean, that was one where when the shot goes up, as the defender on her, you can't turn your back and look for the ball. You've got to watch her to see where she's going.
Yep.
And then put a body on her, and that's not what happened.
Nope, not at all. Well, Versailles inbounding after the Damaris Wolf triple, which didn't hit the rim. And the Tigers now down a point, have a chance to take the lead. Under six to go, third quarter. Caitlin McElnatty slides up the left side of the floor. Today Hoing on her at the Wildcats logo. McElnatty bounce pass, left flank, Bargie. Bargie swivels, top of the circle, still on the bounce. Coming out to catch. is McElhenney. Good post pass into Winter. She can't shoot. Back to McElhenney. Right back to Winter. Overplay by Janae Hoying, who swipes it. Here's a lead out down the floor to Falk. Much too far. That bounce pass had a little bit too much mustard on it. Nobody could get it.
Well, you'll take a turnover like that because that was a turnover in transition.
5:33 to go here in the third quarter. 24-23, Minster by one. Midcourt, McElhenney behind the back on the dribble for Versailles. High left to Bargey. Here's Lindsay Winter, 25 feet away. Throws it cross court for the cutter, missed her, and that goes out of bounds.
And that's the kind of turnover you don't want. That was an execution turnover.
Yeah. Versailles Tigers need to put that ball in the hands of Liz Ording down on the block. She can be so dangerous. Here's Springer at the elbow on the right for Minster. Dribbles once, twice. Hand off right corner, Janae Hoying, who retreats. Right back into Courtney. Twist, turns, might have gotten away with a shovel, or a shuffle, I should say. Lindsay Winter blocked it, loose ball. Minster regathers. Left side, Ivy Wolf, thought about the three. Now she's at the elbow on the left. Hand off to Pringer. Baseline left, short corner, doubled. On the arc to Ivy. Ivy hoists up a high three, and that's an air ball. Batted back in bounds by Minster, but right to a Tiger. Versailles has numbers. Three on two. Low on the left, it's Custom Border. Shot it, missed it. Liz Ording got it and scored.
Don't know how they missed that travel. That was obvious.
1 point lead Versailles. Tigers' first lead in this game. 25-24. 4:24 to go in the third quarter. Uncharacteristically, Chuck, the last 2 3-point tries by Damaris and Ivy have not touched rim. Here's Damaris on the giddy-up down the right side of the lane, motoring hard. Versailles had to put a body on her, fouled her. It's a personal foul, not on the shot. Common, out of bounds. 25-24 Versailles, inbounding Falk, right corner Damaris. Shoots it cross court. Janae Hoying, elbow on the left. Rim the 16-footer. Oh, what a board by Pringer. Got it for two. Courtney Pringer puts Minster back on top, 26-25. Dribbling down the right side for Sales. Ball entered into the lane area. Kicked on the play by Minster. For Sales, lone lead a moment ago at 25-24. With a little over four to play in the third quarter. Here's Versailles lobbing in from below the rim, and it's here at side court into the Tigers bench.
Another unforced error.
Yeah, both teams have made some passes, Chuck, which have been very poor ones that they usually do not make. But the tension of this game, the defense applied to both clubs, have caused the miscues. Here's Springer, foul line, backing down for Minster, which is up one on the arc to Damaris. 3:38 to go, third quarter. Damaris dribbling, veers left, into the paint, back out to Janae. She hoists a three and swishes it. Janae Hoying lobs it in from range.
That's her first points of the game.
Huge triple. Here's Janae, very feisty at the defensive end, smacks the ball out of bounds. 29-25 Minster, which has scored five straight points. 3:14 left, third quarter. Versailles takes a timeout on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Oh, Brookins in Fort Loramie, well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. Carl Arns has been on board for about 14 months now as the new owner-manager, and he creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere at Brookins. It's perfect for anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more, and the banquet room seats up to 60. Enjoy the new late-night menu open till 2:30 a.m. Thursday through Saturday. That's Brookins in Fort Loramie. You can't beat it. Like them on Facebook, Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com. Here comes Versailles up the floor, down four, just over three to play third quarter. And we had a moving screen out 25 feet from the basket against Ording of Versailles. That hurts.
Yeah, that with a four-point lead now, that's a turnover, basically.
Minster scored the last five since Versailles edged in front 25-24. And now Minster's got a possession to inch it out to six or seven. Ball lob to Pringer, high post, back to the rim. Hits a cutter down the lane. It's Damaris Wolf. Dropped it, picked it up, fed it to Pringer on the arc. Here's Janae. Check by Caitlin McElDowney. Janae dribbles, enters into Pringer. She's got the angle on Ording, up and through.
Unstoppable if you let her catch it right there.
Exactly. Yep, Pringer got that ball so deep, Liz could not defend. 31-25. Minster in the lead by six. Dribbling down the left side of the floor, Versailles. It's coughed up on the play by McElDowney. Good D by Minster. It went off her shoulder out of bounds. Minster with the momentum now, up six.
Well, this is that little run we talked about. Versailles has got to get a stop this time.
Seven straight points by Minster. Top of the circle, Ivy Wolf. Ivy against Watford, who's checked back in for Versailles. Here's Pringer, left corner. Look at her drive. All the way to the rack. Good for two. Courtney Pringer really strutting her stuff here tonight. Playing extremely well. 33-25 in favor of Minster by eight. 2 minutes left, third quarter. Deep in the left corner, Watron. On top, custom border for Versailles. Starts a drive against Falk. Comes back out. Picks up her dribble. Throws down low on the right to a teammate. Twisting, turning, seven-footer. Left short on the play by Toner. Ball slapped out in the corner and rolled away from everybody. And a black shirt got a piece of it last. Minster has swung the game its way, leading by eight. A minute 51 to go here in the third quarter. With 4:20 to go in this period. A little better than 2.5 minutes ago, or right at 2.5 minutes previous to this. Versailles had a one-point lead, 25-24. Nine unanswered by Minster. Pringer back to the basket foul line. Jumps and shoots from there. Good! Courtney Pringer on fire.
A 10-point quarter going.
35-25. The lead is 12-10 for Minster. Midcourt, it is McElDowney down the right side. Gives it up to Watron. Bad pass. Intercepted by Ivy Wolf. Ivy attacks. Ahead to Falk. To Courtney Ernst across the way. Courtney dribbles. Foul line. Roams through the lane. Goes to Damaris in the right corner. Into Courtney. Twisting, turning against Winter, who blocks it. Taken away by Versailles. Great save. Out of bounds is Watron. A minute nine left here in the third quarter. 35-25 Minster. Far left side of the floor, playmaker Damaris Wolf, out back to Barhorst. Here's Ivy Wolf straight away, hurling up a three off to the right. Pringer went high for the rebound. A defensive player for Versailles was under her. Foul called against the Tigers.
That's Luthman. She just checked into the game.
Caitlin Luthman, a 5'7 senior, ruled for the common foul. Minster with a minute four to go in the third. Inbounds, baseline right. Damaris hits the cutter, it's Barhorst, wide open, she rimmed the five-footer, it spun around twice, came off, rebound knocked out by Minster.
Well, they set that play up perfectly, they decoyed with Pringer, had Barhorst roll down there, just didn't make the shot.
10 players in backcourt, Versailles will enter, Versailles Tigers with five new players, including Ording and Stonebreaker. For the closing 59 seconds of the third quarter.
Well, Coach Stonebreaker does not look like a happy camper. That's the only time you ever sub five at a time.
It is a 10-point game in favor of Minster. 59.3 remaining third quarter. Ording inbounds. Here's a reach by Minster. And it's touched by the Wildcats. Out of bounds to Versailles again.
That was a hustle play by Damaris Wolf that time.
Sure was. Here's Ording looking for a teammate. Needs to get it to a guard if she can. Ball thrown it off the fingertips of a Tiger. Picked up by Stonebreaker. Stolen by Pringer to the rack. She's got it. Courtney Pringer doing it all by her lonesome in the third quarter for Minster, which is up 12. Here's a tie-up in backcourt for Sales Tiger fans. thought the Versailles player was virtually undressed and fouled. It's ruled a jump ball, though. It's ruled a jump. Timeout. We'll return to action in a moment. 47 seconds to go, third quarter. Minster up 12 on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.oh.com.
47 seconds to go in the third quarter. Minster's in the lead by 12. Chuck, you just recited a stat to me. It's unbelievable.
Well, 23 turnovers for the Tigers, and the Wildcats have three.
Orton, deep in the right corner, throws cross-court to a teammate. It's Luthman. Bad pass, picked off by Ivy Wolf. That's miscue number 24 against the Tigers. Ball dealt to Pringer. Pringer looks at the clock, 28 ticks remaining third period. Versailles has been shut out the last 4.5 minutes. Minster on a run, 13-0. Ivy Wolf, deep left corner, Pringer. Down to 15, 14. Pringer jumping, shooting, 18-footer. She drilled it. Courtney Pringer's been unstoppable.
14 in the quarter.
Outside the arc, Stonebreaker puts it down inside for a teammate. Broken up by Minster. And the ball went off the shoulder of a Wildcat player. 3 seconds left here in the third quarter. Minster's gone from one down to 14 up in a little over 4 minutes. We got Minster zoning 2-3 in the paint area against Versailles on the inbound. Ball thrown left corner. Here's a long three by Bargy of Versailles. It rattles off, no good. Rebounding foul below the basket, I think, against Minster. And if so, it's going to be ruled a common foul. And no shots, period, over. That's it. Three quarters in the books. Minster 39, Versailles 25 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857. Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years, each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com.
Well, not only did Courtney Pringer of Minster pick it up a notch in the third quarter, Chuck, she picked it up two or three notches.
There's a lot of notches. She had 14 points in the quarter, which gives her 22 for the game.
And the difference in this game is 14 now, 39-25. We start the fourth. Minster possession. Versailles whacks it free. It rolls into backcourt. Picked up on the play by Liz Orning, or I should say by Courtney Ernst. Foul over the back by Versailles. It's Bargy at the timeline. It's Common. 14-point game. Minster leads it 39-25. Ball inbounded midcourt. It is Janae Hoing who wants to go left. Comes back to the right. Hands off to Damaris Wolf to Falk. 25 feet away now, Janae. Ivy Wolf's had only six. But Courtney Pringer has been red hot. Here's a jump shot missed by Janae Hoing. Guess who follows up and attracts the two-shot foul? It's Courtney Pringer. 7:24 to go in the game. Minster leads by 14. Courtney Pringer has done everything right tonight. Free throw by Courtney, dips the knees, swish, she's got it. 40-25, Minster. How many for Courtney Chuck in this game?
23.
Wow. Look at those twos, two after two after two.
I ran out of room.
Yep, you did. In the third quarter in the scorebook, no more space. That one lift the rim, came out. Rebound for Sales in backcourt, it's Ording. Gave it up the left side to a teammate. It is Hannah Bargey. 25 feet away, custom border. Now Lindsay Winter. Lindsay Winter on the bounce. Hits a cutter down the lane. Scoop shot missed. Rebound Ivy Wolf. Lead out Janae Hoing. Hoing in midcourt to Ivy. Ivy fakes left, goes right. She's got the ball ahead of the key. A minute gone here in the fourth. 15-point game, Minster. Baseline right. It goes to Janae Hoing. Hoing on the bounce. Looks inside to Courtney. Back to the basket. Squares up. Shoots over the defender. Makes it. 10-footer, shot right in over the outstretched fingertips of Lindsay Winter. Courtney Pringer has been Miss All-State tonight.
She looks like the best player I've seen this year.
Yes, indeed. Here's Ording inside the arc, right wing for Versailles. Jump shot away, hit the back iron, but she was tipped on the wrist as she delivered it, and she's awarded two. 6:31 to go here in the fourth quarter. 17-point lead, Minster. Two free throws, Liz Ording. Shots in the air, short, no good. Second one for Liz. But when you consider the Versailles Tigers' height on the inside, and then look at the scorebook to see what Courtney Pringer's done against that height of Versailles, truly amazing. One free throw made, one missed by Ording of Versailles. Here come the Wildcats, forecourt right. It is Ivy Wolf, 25 feet away. Ivy speeds down the left side of the lane, leaves it for Barhorst in the left corner. Straight away, Falk, right side Pringer. Look at her drive on Lindsay Winter. Muscles below the rim, reverse layup, a shot you'd only try in horse. Almost went in, didn't.
Surprised it didn't.
Versailles got the rebound. Up the floor to Bargey. Now to Caitlin McElhoney with 5:54 to go in the fourth quarter. High left, it's custom border. She lost the ball. It's on the deck. It's knocked away again right in front of the Tigers' bench. A jump for Sales will keep it. 5:45 left here in the game. 42-26 Minster. Chuck, hard to believe, with a little over four to go in the third quarter, Versailles had its only lead, 25-24.
Yep. I think they led 2-0 to start the game.
And then
after that, they didn't have any kind of a lead.
Might have. That ovation you just heard, that big round of applause in the background, was for Courtney Pringer for Minster, who checked out. Versailles just pumped up a long three ball, missed everything, rebound down to Minster. So Courtney's out of the game, Chuck, with 5:24 to go in the fourth quarter. And how many total points for her? 25?
25.
Whew. Here's Danielle Barhorst in the post area. Out back to Damaris Wolf. Damaris dribbling, comes near side to Falk. In the right corner, it's Ivy. Ivy explodes into the lane. Left-hand shot is a beauty.
Woo-wee.
Wow. Was that ever pretty?
Left hand.
Yep. Ivy Wolf. Well done. 44-26. Lead is 18 for Minster. This was a tight contest just 8 minutes ago. Here's Caitlin McElhoney in the right corner. She lost the ball. Janae Hoing tipped it away out of bounds. It is Versailles' possession. Carly Richard back on the floor for Minster. Richard, the 5'7 senior. Versailles inbounding to Winter. Winter gives it up on the arc to custom border. Back to Lindsay, mid-post. On the arc to the three-point shooter, Caitlin. No good. High off the back iron. Strong rebound, Lindsay Winter. Stripped on the play by Minster. Here's Carly Richard racing down the left side. Flips it up out back to teammate Damaris Wolf. She looks at the scoreboard clock. Throws it right side to Falk. 25 feet away, it's Ivy Wolf. Bargie on her, 4 for Sales. 4:13 to go here in the fourth quarter. Minster, Chuck, barring a miraculous turn of events, has salted this game away.
Yeah, I don't think there's any way that Versailles is coming back in this one.
Here's Damaris on the bounce.
Yes.
Oh, what an angle pass. Left it behind her for Danielle Barhorst. Two people covered up Damaris. Great feed. Barhorst was the beneficiary. She laid it in. Ball knocked away by Minster. Another steal. Here comes Ivy. Foul line. Explodes to the rim. All the way to the cup for two more. Ivy Wolf for Minster. 48-26. Wildcats. 3:36 left. What a run by Minster in the last 8.5 minutes, Chuck. Minster has outscored Versailles to the tune of 24-1.
Well, you know, we watched Versailles. Well, I watched Versailles lose to Loramie by 23.
Yep.
And I watched Minster and Loramie play one heck of a basketball game. So the first half was kind of an anomaly a little bit because Versailles did such a good job of rebounding that kept them in the game. But they've turned it over way too much, and Minster's just a better basketball team.
And Minster defends so well, Versailles has not gotten the ball to their bigs very often.
Right, no, they have not. I mean, Winter has 4 points. Custom Border has 6. They've scored 2, 4, 6, 7 points in the second half.
Wow. And the other night on Tuesday at West Liberty Salem, Versailles led 26-19 at the half over West Liberty. Had a 16-point second quarter. Wound up scoring 39 for the game. So they had 13 in the second half after a 16-point second quarter.
Right, well, They've had those swoons all year, and that's the reason they got 4 losses.
Yep.
Versailles doesn't normally have 4 losses in a season.
Nope, and this would mark setback number 5 for Versailles in the last 10 contests. 3:36 left in the fourth quarter. Versailles inbounds into backcourt to Caitlin McElnatty, picked up by Carly Richard. Minster in the lead, 48-26. There's McElnatty, here's Watrin, 25 feet away. Ball looped right side to Bargie. Good entry. Low on the right. Found a teammate, Liz Ording, who dropped it in with the left hand. That's the first bucket for Versailles in 9.5 minutes. Here is the ball coughed up down to her right by Minster. Courtney Pringer had it bounce off her chest. Then Versailles threw it away. Minster saved it right back in to the Tigers with 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Straight away, it is McElnatty. Now Watrin, here's McElnatty, setting up to shoot the three, doesn't, drives, leaves it baseline right for Liz Ording, and she cans a 15-footer. Liz has only taken about 4 shots in the whole game.
Oh, I know. She's got 9 points. She's her leading scorer.
2:39 to go here in the fourth, 48-30 in favor of Minster. Versailles Tigers simply, ever since the first quarter, have not gotten the ball to the bigs in the paint. And Courtney Pringer has gotten it in the lane for Minster to the tune of 25 points. Here's Courtney on the arc against Lindsay Winter. Backs her down 15 feet away. Looks for help. Hands it to Ivy Wolf. It's side court for Sales. Punches it out of bounds right at the feet of head coach Mike Wiss of the Wildcats. 2:12 to go here in the fourth. 48-30 Minster. What a run here by the Wildcats. They've outscored Minster 24-3 in the last nearly 10 minutes. Here's a baseline drive by Ivy Wolf. She's challenged and fouled at the low left corner of the backboard. Versailles chopped her on the arm, and Ivy's at the stripe with 2, where she's only 1 of 4 in this game. Free throw by Ivy. Swish. She is a super foul shooter on the year, is Ivy Wolf. 81%. So two of five for her is very uncharacteristic.
Absolutely.
Second shot by Ivy. It's on the way. Right through the ropes. 49-30. 19-point advantage for Minster, which swung this game midway third quarter. It's been all Wildcats the final 12 minutes of this contest. Down to 2 to go. Here's Richard. Guarding at midcourt, throws it left side for Watrin. Overplay by Ivy Wolf. out of bounds it goes, right at our feet. Versailles Tigers will inbound. Ball thrown in by Caitlin Luthman. Midcourt is Watron. Right side pass broken up by Ivy Wolf into backcourt. Watron tracks it down. Up ahead to Luthman, 25 feet away. Janae Hoing on her. Luthman goes baseline left and flips it toward the rim. Underhanded style, almost got it to trickle in. It was short, came off to Minster. Minute 35 to go. Here's Janae Hoing, head of the key. Fakes right, goes left. Leaves it behind her to a teammate, handled there by Avery Wolf, near side Janae. Janae backs her player down at the elbow on the right, back out to Carly Richard. Deep right corner, minute 17, minute 16 to go. Here's Ivy between circles, 50 to 30, Minster. Ivy drives into the lane, flips it back out to Carly. Now to Pringer, Minster, no designs on shooting. Wildcats just milking the clock. 1 minute left, Janae Hoing at the Wildcats logo. She's on the bounce, over guarding Versailles, which nearly fouls. Near side pass to Pringer. She's doubled, puts it on the deck, has a lane, drives, and hits it. And head coach Mike Wiss gets a timeout. Substitutions prevail with 47.3 to go. What a night for Courtney Pringer.
She's been terrific. I'll tell you what, she's got 27, and I don't think she's missed more than three or four shots. She's just been outstanding. Both ends of the floor did a real nice job on Lindsay Winter on the other end. Lindsay's only got four.
Whew. Offense, defense, Courtney Pringer did it all tonight. 27 big points. She's got 27 of Minster's game-leading 52, 52-30. Minster over Versailles. So you better go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered. The very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and youth bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can find you your perfect fitting mattress and take advantage of five-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts, new inventory of furniture always on display at Goffney Furniture. That's GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, Furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Go, Goffney. Another turnover by Versailles, Chuck, approaching 30 on the night.
Yeah, well, they have as many turnovers as Pringer had points.
23.2 to go, Versailles fouls, and Minster's Janae Hoing toes the stripe. Taylor Kogi, some other good inside players for Minster graduated last year. It was thought that the leanness, the depth behind Courtney Pringer, that might be a factor for Minster this year, but if Courtney Pringer plays like she did tonight, or two-thirds that good, Chuck, and stays out of foul trouble, Minster may be impossible to beat in the tournament.
They would take that for her to be just half as good. There's Taylor Kogi.
Hi, Taylor Kogi. How you doing? Good to see you. Speaking of Taylor, she walked right by. Another turnover, Versailles. Minster's got the ball again at midcourt. Final seconds winding down, 52-30. That's our final. Minster romps over Versailles tonight to take a one-game lead in the loss column in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Girls standings, 52-30. Minster, it was a 25-24 game midway through the third quarter, and then down the stretch over the final 12 minutes of this contest, the Minster Wildcats outpointed Versailles to the tune of 28-5. Simply unbelievable. What a run by the Minster Wildcats to finish off this game. And Danielle Cook at midcourt shakes hands with the Minster players. Danielle, nearly 8 points a game on the year before getting hurt. Good outside shooter for Versailles. Unable to perform the last several contests, including tonight, because of an injured knee. Hopefully she will get back on the floor during the Versailles tourney run. Great game for Minster, which finished off Versailles in fine fashion over the last 12 minutes here this evening, winning it by a final tally of 52-30. So many thanks to our great anchor underwriting sponsors here tonight, and they include American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, gratitude to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the region, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. A gratitude to three new underwriting sponsors. I talked about Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie earlier. Over 40 years of pride and craftsmanship, which are custom built into every home improvement project. That's the motto at Eilerman Construction, the Dan Eilerman Construction Company, the Eilerman team of Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick. They'll work with you step by step by step. Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie, 419-582-3824. And we also thank a couple of other new underwriting sponsors, Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney. Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Call on Regal. Everybody has. Put a big smile on everybody's face with Regal Trophy and Awards, 1269 Wapak in Sydney. RegalTrophyAwards.com, Regal for the crowning touch. And Maury's Landing Restaurant, State Route 362, across from Lake Loramie in Minster. Catch the catch of the day. Outstanding fish, including the baked haddock dinner at Maury's. Open at 6 a.m. Superb breakfast. Very popular. A variety of sandwiches and wraps at lunch at Maury's Landing. Chuck, let's take a look at our scoring. It was the Courtney Pringer show here tonight.
Absolutely. Well, 36-14 was the Versailles rebounding advantage. Whew. Turned the ball over 28 times compared to 4 for the Wildcats. There's your difference. Individual scoring, Custom Border had 8, Ording had 9. On the other side, 27 points for Courtney Pringer. She was amazing. And Ivy Wolf, kind of a quiet night for her, but she ended up with 12. She scored 6 in the fourth quarter. And our Clancy's player of the game is obviously Courtney Pringer. I can't even let her share it with anybody. It's all hers.
Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy. Fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Well, Mr. and Mrs. Pringer just walked by, parents of Courtney, and they said, Jack, Chuck, keep on coming every time you're here and cover the Minster Wildcats. Courtney has a super contest, and she did again tonight. A super, super, super.
Yeah, I think that, I've been watching her since she was a freshman. That's her best game that I've seen.
Oh, boy, she was awesome. Now, that was an all-state performance in girls Division IV basketball for sure. Versailles Tigers now 13-5 on the year, 7-1 in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Next game for Versailles is Saturday afternoon at home against Rushi. It's a non-league game. Now, the next MAC game is on February 7, 1 week from tonight at Coldwater. Contests remaining for Versailles also include Arcanum on February 5th and at Jackson Center on February 9th. And for the Minster Wildcats, Minster now advancing on the year to an outstanding record of, 18-1, I think, now for Minster. I believe that's right. My mistake, 17-1. This was game number 18 for Minster, now 7-0 in the MAC. The next contest for Minster at Ottoville on Monday. We'll cover that for you. Keep in mind now, the tip-off is at about 7. It's a shortened JV game. Varsity tip at 7 from Ottoville. Chuck and I will be there, all the play-by-play in color. 1 week from tonight, Minster is here against New Knoxville at Dayton Carroll, by the way. On Saturday, February 9th, is Minster at Dayton Carroll, number 2 ranked in the state in girls D2. And then at St. Henry to close out the regular season for Minster on February 14th. As I said, Minster now 17-1, and it is a very potent 17-1. Just a couple of missed free throws from Janae Hoing away from being unbeaten.
Yeah, well, that was a terrific game. It was number one, number two, and I have a feeling we're going to see number one, number two again later down the road.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. That what Chuck is talking about is a prospective March 9th regional championship game in girls Division 4 between Fort Loramie and Minster at Vandalia Butler. Ron Mooney is our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee, Stats Color, on-site engineering. Our next webcast tomorrow night from Anna. The Anna girls, or I should say the Anna boys, unbeaten on the year, ranked third in the state in boys D3, having garnered a few more first-place votes this week. Play host to Jackson Center. A win by Anna vaults the Rockets up 3 games in the loss column and clinches the Shelby County League Boys Championship. There would be just 2 games to play after tomorrow in league action. That would put them 3 up over the nearest competitor, Jackson Center. The Anna girls are in action on Saturday afternoon against Fort Loramie. 1 game difference in the girls' race in the Shelby County Athletic League. Fort Loramie needs a win to wrap it up outright. Anna would like to get a tie. Anna girls, by the way, were playing Rushi tonight. That was a makeup game.
All right.
Anna girls were playing Rushi tonight. And then on Saturday night, boy, you never know, Versailles boys on the road, or I should say Anna boys on the road at Versailles. Versailles looked mighty good last Saturday against Rushi. If Anna gets by Jackson Center on Friday, lurking is Versailles on Saturday, which, by the way, plays Minster on Friday night.
Well, I think that one of the things that I'm looking forward to on Saturday is seeing Anna on a big floor.
Yeah.
Because as athletic as they are, I would love to see them play on a regulation 94-footer.
It would be to their advantage, you'd think.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah. For Ron and Chuck, Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Minster. Final tally once again, Chuck, I think was Minster 52.
52.
Versailles 30
right.
On scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.